time is trying to find me. So I love it. We didn't do that a lot last year, but we're doing it a lot this year, and I love it so far.
The quarterback hasn't changed either, so he's out there, and he'll find a way to find all you guys.
He definitely will. Tom always find a way to make things happen when his light is a little dark light in the tunnel. But Tom always make things happen for us, and he's going to continue to go out there and put us in the best plays and put the ball in the right playmaker's hands.
Seems like you were a good third down offense this season. Sunday was an exception. What's the difference between when you're clicking on third down?
The difference is we winning on first and second down, and we're not coming out there and being in a lot of third and long. So earlier this season and throughout the whole season, we've been getting a lot of third and shorts, but lately we've been in a lot of third and eight plus. So that's been a big difference. Us not winning on first and second down.
Brandon, you mentioned Bill not showing you guys some of the plays, the touchdown maybe that they've given up. Like, did you ever have a moment when you first got here, like, what's he doing here? We know that, and then you got it, where you realize, his approach with that stuff,
Yeah,
you're always preparing for their best,
Right. That's the thing. Like, it felt like every team we play against, it felt like we facing the best defensive line we're going to face of the year, the best secondary. Every time we watch film against a team, I feel like they're undefeated because we never see none of the bad plays. We always see the positive things they do, and I guess he have us going out there and just make sure we respect our opponent and make sure we study what everything he's showing to us so we can focus on that so they cannot beat us like they've been beating other teams.
Do you ever think that he has to sometimes do a really good sales job? I mean, we think that
– he does a great job every week because, I'm telling you, every week I'd be like, this might be the best defense we're facing this week. These are the best DBs, the best defensive line. So he does a great job, and he keeps on our toes with all the questions he asks, and everybody go out there and play.
You see the scores of the game. Like, you see Philly gave up 45 points back-to-back week. So how do you kind of, block that out of your mind when you're, watching film that Bill's showing you?
And you got to block that out your mind because any given week in the NFL, man, the team come in here and beat you. And I feel like no matter how bad the team is playing, they always come in and give us their best game.
And Brandon, when you look at their secondary, you've got guys like Vernon, Maxwell, been with Seattle, world champion, Jenkins at safety. What impressions have they made on you?
Man, Jenkins, he is playing some of the best football he's played in his career, and he's one of the best DBs in the league, man. He's a good blitzer. He's a great tackler. He's a ball hawk when he's deep middle. So he's playing great ball. Maxwell is playing good ball. Big guy, long arms, trying to keep everything in front of him. But they lost a good guy in Carroll who's playing lights out, and they got the young guy Rowe that stepped in now. He gave up a couple of passes, but you can still see his ability out there. He's physical. He can run. So they got a great group of guys back there.
Seems like you were playing a lot of the slot in the last game. I know you did that a lot in Carolina, but how different is that in this offense?
I don't know. I think I still played a lot of outside last game. I played a few snaps in the slot, but it wasn't a lot. But in Carolina, I was primarily in the slot the whole game. So here, I really didn't get the feel of it because I only played like 3 or 4 snaps there.
Brandon, just having a little fun here. You're one of the guys in the locker room that takes a lot of pride in LSU. Today, Tom Brady had to wear an Ohio State shirt. Do you feel for him?
Nope, I do not feel for him at all because if we'd played Michigan and we'd have lost, he'd have had me with a Michigan shirt on. So I do not feel for him at all. He should never have made that bet.
Are you happy that they kept Les?
Definitely, man. Les, man, he's a great coach. He changed a lot of people's lives, including mine. I feel like they just going through a little rough bump, and they're going to get over it. They're still going to get guys in there to win, and next year it's going to be better.
How salty is Comer in the Scarlet and Red?
Real salty. I think I got one picture of him. I'm going to post on the internet later. But, yeah, got to block the Nike checkout, but I'm going to post that picture.
Thank you.